Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 855-450-FREE is the number. And it's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com, unlike a lot of those talk shows out there, our site is free for you. You can enjoy it, and you don't have to spend a dime to get in and enjoy all the features like the webcam and the archives and everything else that you'll find there completely free at freetalklive.com. With you tonight, a bit of a different crew for Monday nights. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Johnson.
Johnson's sitting in for Mark, who is currently in Washington, D.C., unless something went horribly wrong that I didn't hear about today. He and our PR lady, and I believe Carla from the president of the Free State Project, took a car ride down to go to what is going to be the final debate tonight. It's going to be seen on RT. That's Russia Today. RT's English feed. It is going to be also worldwide via satellite and online as well at freeandequal.org. So those are just some of the places that you'll be able to see this. It's the final debate between Gary Johnson, the Libertarian Party presidential candidate, and Jill Stein, the Green Party presidential candidate, which I think that, you know, that'll probably be the most interesting debate that you'll possibly see during this entire political season.
So you say Mark drove down this time, eh?
He did, yes.
So, at least there's no worry of him being molested by the TSA.
Correct. He has himself one of those electric/gas hybrid car things.
Yeah.
So he went down with that.
So yeah, that's why I picked this up. That I see the metal security version of the Bill of Rights.
Yes, the Bill of Rights Security Edition.
I know you guys have mentioned this before, and I know Mark tends to take his. It's the one sort of act of civil disobedience kind of activism that Mark seems to be fond of.
I don't think that he takes that with him.
I thought he did.
I thought he used to do that. Maybe he did once. He's mentioned it several times.
I didn't know that he still
sort of piece of theater that he does.
Maybe he still does it and I just don't notice or don't am not aware of it, because usually I'm being shaken down pretty hardcore by the TSA.
Cough twice.
Obviously the election, it is the eve of the election, meaning it will be happening tomorrow, and I'm going to be beat tomorrow for the show, because I'm going to be out all day at the polling location, you know, trying to convince people to vote for me, because I'm running for state rep here in town, which it's a libertarian. I'm a libertarian on the ballot. And here in New Hampshire, they actually spell out the word libertarian, which is different.
Nice. Yeah.
They didn't do that down in Florida. I think there was only three letters. Yeah, it was L-I-B, which is very confusing to people. Not that people really know what libertarian means, but it's more information, and I think that's valuable. So we'll see how it goes. I don't expect to win, but unlike most libertarian campaigns, I actually have a shot. And that's because there's no Republican in the race, and it's two Democrats and me, and it's two seats. So three people running, two possible seats. In theory, I should get a decent amount of support from Republicans, because they don't have a candidate. Independents, who knows how they'll vote. And even some Democrats. There's actually a campaign that some Democrats are putting together to oppose one of the Democrats that's running. So there's actually Democrats opposing one of the Democrats because he's that bad.
Well, technically, I'm a Republican because I registered Republican to vote for Ron Paul a while ago. And I just haven't changed it. I haven't bothered. So you'll get some support from some Republicans.
So we'll see how all that pans out. And, of course, there's actually news in the mainstream media about people and their votes and how it is that you're why it is that some people are choosing not to vote. Of course, you know, on a day like this, it's inevitable that Facebook, if you're in the liberty community as we are, it's inevitable that you'll see the "I'm not voting and here's why." And then all kinds of intellectual arguments about why voting is immoral or voting is wrong and voting is a waste of time and voting is all kinds of terrible things. But the average person doesn't really have those reasons, you know, those thought out reasons for not voting.
No, the average person today is trying to avoid spoilers for The Walking Dead.
That's a fine show, by the way.
It is a fine
show. Enjoying that show. Tabitha Brown, age 29, this is according to NBCNews.com of Oregon, says she won't vote because she finds her ballot too confusing. She says, "I'm just a simple girl. Dumb it down for us."
Don't say that on national, or I guess it's not national, but on the news.
Well, this was a national NBC news report. So, I don't know.
Translation, I'm dumb.
You've got to be pretty dumb to be able to, you know, or to not be able to fill out a voting ballot.
Right.
Really? They're that confusing? I mean, she's 29 years old. I could understand if you've got dementia and, you know, you can barely find your way out of your house and somebody picks you up in a bus and takes you to the polling location. And I could understand that kind of person having trouble voting, but... They're not that.
Maybe
it's Oregon. Depends on where you are, though, because I have seen some where it's just like, what is going on this ballot? I have.
Really?
And that's me. And
maybe
I've
it's
seen
an Oregon thing.
Where it's, and I don't know if it's Oregon. I've seen one where it's like, like it looks like the two candidates are the same and it's like weird order. Like they printed it side by side and the names are like up and down. Some of them are done in such a way that it's just like, what are you doing?
But I think also if you were in an area where there was a lot to vote for,
right.
So like here there's a couple positions, maybe she doesn't realize that you don't have to vote for the Register of Deeds and all that, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like maybe she sees all of those options and doesn't understand that that's for like a number of different seats and if you only want to vote for the president, you could only do that.
Now talk about a wasted vote. I mean, if you actually just go out to vote for president, that's a true waste of your time and effort. Of course, voting in an election like tomorrow is one of the more difficult elections to vote in simply because there are a decent amount of people that will turn out. You know, if you go to a municipal election, it's usually walk in, walk out. It's no problem. But, you know, at busy times tomorrow, there may be lines. You know, early morning before work, midday for lunch, after work. Those are times when people will line up to go and vote. And if you're just going to line up to vote, to cast a vote for a president, I mean, that's a real waste. I mean, a lot of the anti-voting crowd, they've got good arguments when it comes to voting in a national election or perhaps, we can get to their arguments here in a moment. I want to talk a little bit more about what some regular folks that aren't part of the Liberty Movement, what are they saying about why it is they're not going to vote? In Buffalo, New York, Ryan King, who's 19, said he won't vote because he doesn't know if he's registered. He mailed in a registration form, but no one replied, so he doesn't know where to show up. Now, I wonder how common this is, because I've heard that in New York City, I don't know if it was all of New York State or New York City, but somebody was telling me that they had tried to, like, vote, I guess, register as a Republican for the Ron Paul primary, and they also never heard back from the voting office or the Office of Elections. But if you register as a Democrat, then you do hear back. So, like, there's somebody ostensibly in the back mail room who's, you know, not sending out confirmations to people.
There's probably something illegal going on there.
I'm sure. But, you know, a lot of people are confused by the process because it is a confusing process. I know that, you know, most states, you don't just get to walk in on voting day and register to vote. And New York's probably one of those states where you have to have a registration form in a certain number of days in advance.
I'm actually very excited about the fact that New Hampshire is one of those states because I have not yet registered in the state of New Hampshire to vote.
Right.
So I'm just going to walk in tomorrow. Prepared.
Right. People like you and this Ryan King, you know, they're busy with their lives. They've got work that they've got to do. They've got responsibilities to take care of. And the last thing you really want to think about is, well, did I fill out the registration form within the correct number of days? Okay, I've got to mark my calendar to follow up on the registration form in case I don't hear from them. Because otherwise, you know, you fill out the voter registration form, you send it off, you think it's taken care of,
right.
But you never hear back. So then all of a sudden, it's 2 weeks before the election, and you realize, wait a minute, I never got a voter card or whatever, because in a lot of states, they have voter registration cards. We don't have that here in New Hampshire. But, you know, I never got anything back from the Department of Elections. And then you call them up and like, oh, we're sorry, we don't have your name on the voter rolls. And then you're screwed because it's within X number of days before the election, and most states have rules that exclude you from being able to participate.
Is it so? Here, I've got questions actually because I haven't voted here yet. Is it electronic voting here, or is it paper? Or?
It's on a piece of paper. Well, it kind of a like a Scantron sort of thing.
Okay.
But it's not a Scantron because you actually use a pen as opposed to a pencil.
Right. It's like a big,
it's a big
thing,
Scantron, yeah. And then they put it into some sort of a machine. So it's kind of hand slash machine counted, I guess. Hand voted, machine counted. 855-453. You can take control and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. We needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part, there's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. This is a limited time offer, so call now. 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1682.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1724.51, $862.26 for a half ounce, or $431.13 for a quarter ounce. That's $1724.51, $862.26, and $431.13.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. Once again, freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. We've got years worth of the show. All you have to do is click and download. They're yours, and they're yours free at freetalklive.com. Thanks to SACL CAI. Now, SACL CAI is a company that does collections, and they do it with respect.
So if you're sick and tired of whoever it is that's handling it for you now, maybe you're handling it, hey, you didn't get into business to do collections. So let the pros take care of it and do it in a way that's going to keep your clients down the line rather than alienating them from you. So go to SACL CAI's website. You can visit freetalklive.com. Look on the right-hand side on our banner column. SACL CAI is the top banner right there. So, 855-450-FREE, more about non-voting. Why is it that people are not voting tomorrow? And there's a, kind of a mainstream media article about this. So this is not the libertarian slash anarchist slash voluntarist reasons for not voting. I've got those too. But I'm more interested in, you know, what's the average person say?
I would say probably the average person just, you know, values their time.
We'll get to that here in a moment, but to the phones first, where we've got Dallas on the line calling from Texas. Dallas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I really don't want to talk about voting. I'm really over that. What I called in about,
okay.
I ran across a video in the quest for immediate relief from rising or increasing property taxes of Jay Noon, and then I ran across one of your videos where you had gone in and delivered pizza to the tax assessor's office, and I believe you ended up paying the property tax in $5 bills?
No, I paid in ones.
Oh, in ones.
Instance.
Okay. You know that.
I think there was another time when I paid in fives, but honestly, I don't remember.
Well, my question to you is, I wanted to pick your brain about it. Is that property, were you the registered owner as far as like a warranty deed registered in the county seat?
I don't know about all that stuff. I know that I bought the property, so like I don't know about all the paperwork. I don't really, like, you know, follow that.
Like free and clear. I mean, you didn't. There was no mortgage on it or anything like that.
There was for a time, but there is not now.
Oh, well, I was just curious. Maybe I thought if you might know, are familiar with the terms color of title or color of law or things like that.
Sure, I've heard of color of law. The as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, the idea is that someone acting under color of law is doing things that make what they're doing look as though they are lawful or legal or part of the system, but they're just totally fallacious.
Yes, on their face, they would appear to be legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the reason I ask that is because the titles that are issued for property once you are free of your liens are only color of title. So, therefore, they represent nothing more than basically a piece of paper. It being that time of year, tax time, I started looking into how they prove ownership. You know, basically the state makes a claim that you're the registered owner. But reading my or the warranty deed that's on record down there, it never once mentions the word owner or never claims the name to be the owner of the property. I'm wondering if they're just waiting for someone to step up and say, okay, I claim that.
I doubt it. I mean, I've all of these theories about land patents and proper deeds and all of this stuff, it doesn't really seem like anybody has anything that works. I mean, if it were true that some of these theories worked, then someone could just do what you're suggesting and, you know, work the system and utter the right magic words, file the right papers, and then be able to walk away from paying property taxes. But try as Jay Noon might, and he has tried, and he has done the research, and he has pored over, you know, the law books. And this dude, I mean, Jay Noon is so well educated on the idea of property rights, it's, you know, it's incredible. But none of it matters, because ultimately they just do whatever they want to. And you can call that color of law, I suppose, if you want. But as far as everyone's concerned, you know, if they're wearing the robe and they're doing, you know, governmental things in governmental buildings, then they are the law. So you and I can sit here and say, well, that's illegal, but it ultimately doesn't really matter.
Well, what about not necessarily claiming it's illegal, but just asking them for proof how they've determined that I'm the owner or whatever? I mean,
I support it. I know that Jay Noon's dad, I don't know if it's his real name, but he goes by Spud. And I've had conversations with him as well. And he claims to have not paid property tax in Massachusetts for, I think, a couple decades. And so he's had much more success at it, allegedly, than his own son has. And he claims that if they ever sent him some sort of property tax bill, he would simply send them back a letter asking for the proof of, basically for the proof of obligation that he is somehow, you know,
right,
obligated to this and how that is. And they never write back. They never answer that question. So I think he said that at some point they just gave up trying to collect it, which is weird. Like, why wouldn't they go through the process of tax sailing his house like they did with his son? Maybe it's just because it's a different town and they didn't want to mess with it. I don't know all of that, but, you know, I fully support asking these bureaucrats questions. It's just that, you know, a lot of times they don't have any obligation to answer your questions.
Well, I've also come to find out, Ian, that, you know, in speaking to attorneys who have, you know, threatened to file suit for nonpayment, that it's a contractual dispute. It's a civil claim. But when asked about proof of contract, there is none.
So regarding the property tax, sure.
Regarding the property tax, yes. And it goes right down to contracting with the school district, with the county, or with the emergency service.
I agree with you, man. And if I ever get to the point where I'm so sick and tired of all this governmental BS that I'm going to quit paying myself, and you know, the longer I go, the more I'm more likely I am to do something like this. I just wish other people were able to do it with me because it sucks doing that sort of thing alone. But at some point, I may just get frustrated to the point where I'm willing to try that and see what happens.
Well, brother, you're not alone. There are others out here that are fighting alongside, even though they're not right in your face.
Well, I'm not interested in fighting anything. I just,
well,
I just want to live free.
Not fighting, but asking questions and making them accountable.
Well, I don't know if you're making them accountable because, again, they don't have to answer the questions. But I think that if all those people who were, you know, doing their thing wherever it is that they are were better publicized, then that would make what they're doing more effective. Whether it's, you know, whether they've found the method that will be successful or not, most people will never know about it because they're not, you know, they don't have their own website that they're talking about it on. They don't have the YouTube channel to document everything. They certainly don't have, you know, a national radio show in their backyard that can kind of talk to them about it. So I'd hope that those folks would close up shop where they are and consider making a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where, you know, property owners in a small group could really make a stand. I mean, I understand that if you've got a family, that makes things even scarier, but I think that also makes things more powerful. Like, if you are a family, you know, as a family, are not paying property tax, and then the government comes and throws a family out of their house, you know, you've got the sheriff taking a, you know, 7-year-old boy from his parents' house, you've got that on video, that's going to be a pretty significant moment, and
yes,
I don't think the government wants that kind of publicity. Hey, Dallas, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-453. Whether you want to talk property taxes, non-voting, you can take control of the airwaves. Whatever's on your mind goes. 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Whatever you want. Toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. One of the things you can do on our website is throw some bitcoins in the Bitcoin tip jar. And you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to figure out how to do that. You'll get our Bitcoin address there. The most recent contribution to the Bitcoin tip jar was 0.00011 Bitcoin. Just because you can, right, with Bitcoin. You can divide it down really far. And if you want to learn more about Bitcoins, you really should, because they are, I think, going to be really important. I think they're already just, to me, they're pretty important because they make transferring money online really easy, and it takes out all of the middlemen. There's no more bankers, there's no more governments, no more printing presses, no central authority of any sort standing in between you and your money. It's just you're in control. You get to send money around the world instantaneously to whoever you want without having to go through any of the traditional money gatekeepers.
So you said 0.0011?
No, 0.00011.
Oh, wow. So that's less than a penny. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a tenth of a penny, actually.
Yep. So you can go to weusecoins.org to learn more about the Bitcoin. And then when you're ready to jump in, you can get your own online Bitcoin wallet from blockchain.info. They have apps for Android and jailbroken iPhones, which makes it easy for you to have your Bitcoins with you at any time. Thanks to their fancy encryption techniques, blockchain.info never has access to your money, and in fact, they can't even know how much money that you're sending or receiving. Now, I should make it clear. when you've got a Bitcoin app on your phone, you don't actually have your Bitcoins with you. You just have the ability to send and receive Bitcoins. But you're actually, those Bitcoins are never with you. They're just in the internet. You just have basically a private key that allows you access to them.
I don't know that that's necessarily accurate. I think it depends on what phone you have and what app you have. I'm pretty sure that there are probably apps that you can have, not that app necessarily, but I'm pretty sure that there are apps that you can have where you can actually have the file on your phone that is your Bitcoin wallet.
No, the Bitcoin wallet is, and please, if somebody can, if I'm wrong about this, feel free to correct me at 855-450-FREE, but the Bitcoin wallet file is something that is your private key that gives you access to the Bitcoins that are associated with that online. So all the Bitcoins exist in the internet in that, you know, the Bitcoin network is kind of spread across millions of computers all around the world. Those Bitcoins are not in one place. There's no one computer that can go down and your Bitcoins disappear. You can copy that wallet file a bunch of times. It's not going to, you know, triple your, right, your Bitcoin. So basically that wallet file contains the private key necessary to access Bitcoins that are yours. That's what that is.
See, the strange thing about that conceptually is that if you lose your access, you lose the wallet file,
you're screwed.
Well, right. And you can still say that the coin still exists somewhere on the internet and they're floating around there.
Right.
But if you've lost all access to them, well, no one has access to them.
They're gone.
Yeah. So, but, you know, when you say that they're still out there in the internet, you know, how do they really exist? Do they really exist? If no one,
well,
if a Bitcoin falls in the forest,
they exist as much as anything else online exists, right? As a series of ones and zeros and some sort of medium that's storing them somewhere. And what you were talking about with what you meant with the wallet file was like the blockchain itself. So there's different Bitcoin clients out there.
Right.
There's online wallets, and there are Bitcoin programs or clients for your computer that don't actually download the full blockchain. But the standard Bitcoin client downloads the blockchain. And what that is, and I don't have a real scientifically accurate picture of this, but the blockchain is all of the transactions for Bitcoin that have ever happened, period.
Right.
And it's a pretty big file. It's like 4 gigs or 3 gigs or something like that.
Right.
So when you have that information, you have all of the info about Bitcoins all on your computer.
Right.
So there's that.
Yeah. That's what
I
freaked out. I'm like, why is this file getting larger and larger and larger? Because it was just growing. Like,
it's a problem.
When I first started with Bitcoin, I mean, I downloaded a wallet and didn't actually invest in Bitcoin, unfortunately, a long time ago when Bitcoins were like not worth, I mean, a lot, and I could have made...
Back when the first Bitcoin transaction was 10,000 Bitcoins were paid to purchase a pizza.
Right. You know, and wow. I think I first heard about them when they were like maybe $4 a piece or something like that, maybe. You know, it wasn't real early, but it was early enough. And... You know, I downloaded the wallet at actually some of the other designers who work on the Free Talk Live website had said, oh, you got to do this. So I did it, and I got a wallet, and I got a couple, you know, like fractions of a Bitcoin or one Bitcoin or something like that. And I just left it sitting there. And then like a year or 2 years later, all of a sudden I see this like several gig file on my computer.
Right.
And it's just constantly like doing its thing. And I'm like, what's going on? And I had a little freak out because I'm like, why are there gigs of data for something I'm not really using at the moment?
Odds are good storage capacity is going to outstrip the amount of Bitcoin, that size of that file. But I think that is one of the engineering solutions.
And I've also since learned about all the different types of wallets that there are. And there are definitely better ones. I mean,
so like at blockchain.info, you go there and
exactly.
You can sign up for a wallet and it's there and it doesn't take any space up on your computer,
right?
And you can use it to send and receive Bitcoins. And not only that, you can send them via email to anybody, even if they don't have a Bitcoin wallet. You can send Bitcoins via email. Now they'll have to get one, I think, to cash it in, but the Facebook friends, you can send them there or to anyone's cell phone number in just about every country around the world. So you can get all that for free over at blockchain.info. Good place to get started with Bitcoins. Let's go to Mark. He's listening in Indy to I think online. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Ian, you said a little while ago, I think, well, a couple times before on the show, are you running for office up there?
I am. I'm in the race for state representative for all of Keene.
Okay, who are you doing this to? Like the Republican Party, LP?
The Libertarians.
Okay, how's it? I just find that kind of, I've listened to the show for years, it's been great, but I find that kind of unusual, though, for you to be running for office. How do you,
why? Why is that unusual?
Well, I just thought you can't, you know, kind of keep in a voting stance and,
No, not at all. I mean, I guess maybe you haven't been listening recently or often enough, but we've talked about voting a lot on this show, and we'll talk about it more as this show goes on tonight. But I fully support people voting. I think that, I don't think voting does much on a national level, but I think that locally it absolutely can have an important effect.
Yeah, I'm at the same place. People need to, instead of worrying about the country, they need to worry about their own towns, you know, county, state, that level. I think voting at the federal level is completely gone. You know, it's a foregone conclusion pretty much. But how's the campaign been going?
Oh, I'm not really doing anything for campaigning. When you run for office, inevitably you will get some of the, like, the surveys. So, you know, the gun group will send you a survey, the abortion group or whatever. There's different groups out there that will send you surveys. So I'll fill those out. And the newspaper sends a questionnaire. The local talk radio show here in town invited me on. So I got some coverage in the paper. I got some coverage on, local TV, and I got some coverage in local radio. And those gave me the opportunities to talk about the ideas of liberty, which really was the only real point to my campaign, is just to get the ideas out there. If I win, then that's cool. I'm not expecting to, considering I'm running as a libertarian in a Democrat town against two Democrats. But on the other hand, there are no Republicans in the race, so I'll do much better than the average libertarian.
Well, and the other Democrat that's running is really not liked. So you actually have a chance.
There is a chance, yeah. In fact, that Democrat is not liked by some Democrats who are organizing to oppose him. They have printed anti-that guy flyers and will be handing those things out. And if you want to vote against him, then you'd have to vote for me in that race. So it should be interesting. I don't know if there's ever been a libertarian that has run for a local office like this as a libertarian in this area, so it should be interesting from that aspect to see how I do. But of course, I'm also kind of a known activist in town, so will that hurt me? Will that help me? There's no way to ever really tell who votes for you and why they voted for you unless they actually tell you. So we'll tell you more, I guess, on Wednesday after the election results come back in. And thanks, Mark, for the call. I appreciate it. 855-453. Yeah, I mean, I've run for city council once, or I tried to. They wouldn't let me. And I ran for school board earlier this year. It's free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Life.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity.
A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Life.
There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity.
A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the snow, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, please become a Free Talk Live amplifier. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up for the AMP program, and send in $5 a month to the show. We'll take that in and invest it into Free Talk Live, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, exposing people to the ideas of freedom. So right now, Mark is down in Washington, D.C., and at some point we may hear from him tonight. I know he's probably busy. I was just on the phone with him earlier because I had a difficulty with something behind the scenes, and he had was like, "I gotta go. Tom Hartman's here." So he's busy talking to people and schmoozing or whatever it is he's doing. But one of the things he'll be doing is he's at this debate, the free and equal debate, the third party, the final third party debate, final debate period for the whole presidential season, election season. And he's there repping Free Talk Live. He's got his Free Talk Live shirt on, and maybe he'll get some interviews, and who knows? Who knows what kind of opportunities he'll be able to scrounge up.
It should be good.
But it was the Free Talk Live AMP program that sent him down there, that's paying for the hotel room to where he can afford to go and do that. Because believe it or not, this isn't a multi-million dollar radio show. I don't know if it ever will be, but there's not a whole lot of money doing what we do on Free Talk Live, and so that's why it's so important to connect directly with you, the listener, and have you be able to help us directly. Because the old model of radio is you sell ads and then you pay everybody with selling ads, and we do have ads on this show, but the money from the AMP program is specifically earmarked to help promote Free Talk Live, help Free Talk Live become more successful, and it's been working. It's been going for several years now, and so thanks to everybody who continues to AMP the show. And if you haven't yet done so, please go to amp.freetalklive.com. So we were talking about non-voting in the beginning of the show, and I guess people believe I'm an advocate of non-voting. I'm not, actually. I defend the idea of voting. There are a number of people within our movement who are advocates of non-voting. Are either of you two the non-voting types?
No, I've got a strange stance on voting. I wish that there were more celebrities that would advocate non-voting. That's the only thing, because it's very strange. It's a very
keep all the celebrity followers out or something.
Yes,
like that?
Exactly. I have a very ironic view on voting. It's just I just think that if you're dumb enough to listen to what a celebrity has to say about voting, you know, like just
stay
like
home.
Get out the vote, you know, like
yeah.
Rock the vote. Come on, kids. Yeah, voting's cool. You know, it's like
I don't think that's ever worked. I will be out at a polling location all day tomorrow, and I guarantee you, no more than 10% of the people showing up will be under the age of 30.
Well, I would say that Obama 25. Was really effective at getting young people out to vote, right?
Supposedly.
I don't know. I know people who got behind like the Obama campaign because he's one of us, you know, he's a young black guy, not like an old white guy. Yeah, so I'd love to see numbers on how many more young people showed up for like last year's election compared to ones previously.
Yeah, well then compare it to this year and see how many showed up again. That would be interesting.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
but
did he lose that base of support? Are young people more likely to pay attention
if
and
Facebook
realize?
Facebook is any judge of that? I know they're in full support.
Yeah, I don't
you're
know.
You're seeing
it's,
a lot
it's
of Obama
really,
love.
Yeah. It's hard to tell. I mean, I definitely see a lot still, but I wonder if they'll turn out this election. I mean, because it's really like, you know, oh, well, yeah, he did so much of that pro-peace stuff that he promised.
Well, that's
right?
The question is how many of these young Obama supporters...
they don't care.
It's like, how brainwashed are you? Like, you know, like he was supposed to be this internet candidate. He's so internet savvy and he's going to do great things, you know. It's like, really? Really? Do you still believe any of it?
They don't care, has been my experience. All of the Obama supporters that I see on Facebook, I like old friends from high school and family members, cousins, like rave friends, things like that. Because most of my people on Facebook are honestly libertarians, and so you see a lot of that. And so it's kind of funny to, like, it's an interesting perspective. If I had to say something about it, I would think that everybody in the world was a libertarian. There must be so many of them because that's all I see. But every like regular person that's not a libertarian on my wall, I think two of my friends are in support of Romney. Everyone else is Obama.
Mm-hmm.
They're very vocal about it. And they don't care. I've questioned them. I usually stay out of it because, like, what's the point? I'm not going to change their mind. But every once in a while, one of them will be so obnoxious that I'll just, you know, ask a question like, so do you support, you know, bombing children, for example, killing children, and they will not address the questions.
Really?
They make so many excuses, and eventually...
Most of the Obama campaigners that come by the LRN.FM studios, looking for you, by the way, Julia, they come by here.
What?
They ask for you. You must have been registered to vote here at some point in the past, but they come by looking for you. And, of course, I'll say you're not here, but you and I, you know, normally vote similarly, so I'll kind of engage them in some
nice
questions. And all of them actually will agree with my statements about killing innocent people and breaking promises and not shutting down Guantanamo Bay and crushing marijuana. They all agree with it.
Vote for him.
They'll all agree with it, and then they'll still make excuses, like you're saying. So at least I'll get an agreement from them.
For me, it's taken a while.
Worse.
It's taken a while to get the agreement, and then they'll say, you know, like, well, whatever, compromise is on the menu, and I'll say something like, well, I don't compromise with kids' lives. I'm not comfortable doing that.
Right.
You know, to me, that's...
Well, who are you
going to
vote for, Romney?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the only other option. If you don't vote for Barack, it's a vote for Romney.
Right. So I think a lot of people, it's just really uncomfortable. Like, I mean, who wants to admit that you support that in any way with your vote or your money or whatever? I don't. You know what I mean? I do not support that in any way. I am forced to pay for it, but that's it.
The We Are Change channel on YouTube had a really great video recently where they did one of those man on the street segments, and their guy Luke, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, Rutkowski, I think.
Rutkowski.
Luke was on the street, and he was asking Obama supporters what they thought of Mitt Romney's policies of blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
He listed off these things like the kill list and NDAA and indefinite detention.
It's like the Penn and Teller organic banana test. You know, it's like,
yeah,
just switch them.
And I think Howard Stern does a gig like this, too, or a skit like this. But anyway, so he asks them, what do you think of these policies that Mitt Romney has planned? And, oh, that's terrible. That's terrible ideas. And then he tells them, well, sorry, I lied to you. Actually, all of the things I mentioned are things Obama has already done. And then watching the deer in headlights look come across these people's faces, like, what have I done? What have I supported? And then after the gears turn a little bit further and they have a chance to come up with something, then the excuses start to come out. Now, there's a couple of guys that, you know, are intellectually honest enough to say, wow, I'm going to look more into this.
Right.
But the real hardcore supporters to just watch that happen, watch that turn happen from, well, these are terrible ideas, into let's make apologies for it.
Right.
It was really interesting.
Yeah.
So we've been talking about
scary. I find it more scary than interesting. I saw that video too, and
yeah,
it's very disturbing to watch, because these people, I mean, there are still these idiots that drive around with peace stickers on their car with an Obama sticker.
Yeah.
It's like, really? Really? So what? If a robot kills someone, it's not a death?
Right. If you're playing a video game and killing real people,
right,
the separation makes it okay.
You know, if a flying robot brings fiery death from above, suddenly it's, oh, that child was not just splattered all over the place. It's just, you know, that's not a death thing, because,
well,
it's Obama. He's angelic.
The funny thing is, if it was American children that were being killed, I think people would care a little bit more, but since it's over there,
well,
you know,
it was,
so who cares?
Anwar Al-Awlaki or whatever, like, I guess, you know, he was an American citizen.
Right, but if we're talking about weekly killings of American kids, like, that might be something that people could get a little riled up about, but it's, like, way over there, we don't know those kids, so who cares?
And I hope I totally didn't just mess up that name and, like, replace an actual, like, terrorist with the actual American kid that was... Because it was an Arabic name of the, mm-hmm, the kid who was an American citizen who was killed.
Your thoughts are certainly welcome.
It's just unbelievable.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's interesting listening to people make their predictions for the election. Oh, Obama's going to win. Da-da-da.
I think Obama's going
to
win.
I don't know what to think. I don't go into these elections with any kind of idea of what's going to happen, because how would I possibly be able to judge that? I mean, I don't have the pulse of America. I don't talk to...
I will tell you what, though. This one thing. This is my horrible, horrible... I'm such a bad person for what I'm about to say, which is that if Romney wins New York, I will die of laughter. Because the thing is that Democrats don't come out during bad weather, and of course, you know, New York is under one of the worst situations of weather right now in the city. So if that were to somehow turn it to the Republicans, I would just laugh and laugh and laugh.
That would be interesting. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line, because the upstate is more Republican, right?
Right.
More coming up. Hour 2's next. You take control. More about voting and your calls about anything. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, and barter currency. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. U.S. Eagles, British Sovereigns, 20 Francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and Walking Liberty Halves. Call 877-857-9938 or go to gold.freetalklive.com. The shipping is the same for one as it is for 20, so try to get as many as you can all at once. gold.freetalklive.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.